En esta hora nos acompaña el dúo de rap Foci, perdón. El grupo el grupo Foci está compuesto por Focus y por Siles. Ellos nos acompañan aquí en el estudio, invitados por Eddie Juárez, que también nos acompaña en el estudio. Bienvenidos al programa. Vamos a hablar un poco de su música, sus influencias. Hablaremos también de la rola Take a Second, la cual critica la brutalidad policíaca y de los miembros de la seguridad de la frontera, ICE, y la póliza de detención en la frontera con México. Bienvenidos a todos ustedes al programa. Welcome.
¿Cómo están? What's going on?
Gracias, Jorge, por el tiempo, y agradezco que hayas venido. Y también hoy tenemos, también nos acompaña mi queridísima y hermosa incondicional Esmirna, y un gran grupo de rap. Vamos a disfrutar de esta entrevista.
Bueno, una cosa que quiero preguntar, porque obviamente la historia del rap y del hip hop siempre ha habido esta idea de que esta música es una manera de expresarnos, de expresar las emociones. A veces toma temas políticos, y particularmente con esa canción, Take a Second, tiene un enfoque bastante político, tiene un mensaje bastante fuerte en contra a las pólizas de política. ¿Por qué decidieron usar este medio para hablar de este tema?
Tenemos muchos problemas así también con lo que está pasando ahorita en México, y con los niños ahí en the border y todo eso. So it's, you know, I got to talk about all that and let people know, you know, give them a message so they understand it. And, you know, we just got to let people know that.
Focus. So the question was, why did you guys choose to talk about this issue, the you know, police brutality, and of course, you know, the border detentions? Yeah. What's your take on it?
Well, it's definitely very important subject. Silas, it's mainly his solo project. I just helped with directing the video. You know, I could see his vision clearly. He definitely came across, you know, delivering his message the way it needed to be, and it's definitely a message that needs to be heard. I think a lot of people are ignoring it, and even though we're in Utah, like, it's affecting a lot of families here in Utah.
Yeah, particularmente hablando de que están abriendo o ya han abierto centros de concentración aquí en el estado. So they've opened up concentration camps, and I call them concentration camps porque eso es lo que son, ¿verdad? Y es importante darle el reconocimiento a eso y no estar de manitas flojas con eso. We should not walk on eggshells. That's what they are. That's what's going on with them. And the fact that this is happening, el hecho de que esto está sucediendo, honestamente debería traer más alerta a la gente. La gente debería estar mucho más consciente de este tema.
Yeah, and a lot of people, they when they listen to rap, they don't listen to, like, stuff like that, because, you know, they're into other types of rap and
lo comercial.
Yeah, exactly. Everything that's commercial. So, I mean, it's always good to be conscious and talk about what's really going on in the world, because, you know, to face facts, that's what's really going on, whether you like it or not. Things like that are happening right now. So
Y como estaba mencionando antes, el rap siempre ha sido una manera para protestar, una manera de traer enfoque a los problemas que existen. Y claro, siempre ha existido el rap, que es para disfrutar, divertirse, bailar, pasarse un rato, ¿verdad? Pero siempre ha tenido esta idea, siempre ha tenido esta imagen, y siempre ha usado su plataforma para hablar de temas importantes. Hablando de los años 70, a los finales de la segregación y los problemas que han existido en las ciudades, en los vecindarios más pobres, particularmente con personas que son de color, negro y latinos, etcétera. Parece que, a pesar de que han pasado más de 3, 4 décadas, 5 décadas, 60, 70 años, aún estamos viendo los mismos problemas hoy en día. Y siento que eso es uno de los temas que el rap también habla mucho.
Sí, así es. That's why I make music like that. But it's also like you said, dancing and other stuff like that. We also have music like that. And you're going to hear that tonight, because we have a lot of different music. So it's not just that, but we have so much different variety of music, and I even have, you know, some Spanish songs, because, you know, so.
Yeah.
I don't have any Spanish songs, but I have some.
So, siento que una de las cosas que podemos hablar también es la importancia de ser de diversificar la música. You know, you have to be diverse. You have to have a lot of range in your musical career, right? Yeah. You can't just be one niche and try to survive in that, especially in today's market. Hoy en día está bastante difícil llegar a superar económicamente con un solo estilo de canción. Y esto se ve en todos los géneros, no nada más en el rap o en el hip hop. Se ve en cualquier persona que se encargue de música en cualquier idioma. ¿A ustedes cómo les afecta o cómo empezaron su carrera, más bien? ¿Qué les inspiró a empezar este viaje? So why did you guys begin with the journey? And let's give Focus a chance to start, and then I'll give Silas a chance.
As far as Foci goes, we started it. He hit me up and said, hey, let's make a group. And I was like, nah. But eventually I was like,
talked you into it.
I ain't doing nothing with my life, so yeah, we could do that. And so we sat down, came up with a bunch of different names, and FOSAT kind of really stuck out. It's a mathematical term for multiple focus points, as some people know, a lot don't. So it has actual double meaning.
Nice.
And then his name, Silas, C-Y, and mine, F-O, so just really fit. And then I made the logo, and that just fit, and everything just seems right. So we vibe off each other. We don't have to be in the same room to make a track, you know, so it's like we can get work done no matter what. So
yeah, and we also do a lot, not even just music, but like we have like a lot of scripts written for like, you know, short films. We've done stand-up comedy before. You know, we do, I'm working in on video editing. We just have, like you said, it's not even just diverse in the music, but diverse in just everything else, just to fit in the industry, because where other people lack, you know, we can do that ourselves, and we don't need to depend on other people.
Yeah, we hate depending on other people. They always flake. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, I'm surprised you made it.
I'm surprised we made it. But,
bueno, pero ahorita que hablas de esa diversidad, ¿estás de acuerdo, no? Con lo yo me he dado cuenta, tú te tocó vivir, obviamente las letras o las canciones que estás haciendo, hay cosas que sí has visto, que sí has vivido, o que has sido testigo. En el último video que promocionamos, habla de noticias que han pasado aquí en Utah, ¿verdad?
Sí,
entonces,
sí.
Lo que, no sé si estés de acuerdo, pero bueno, Jorge, Esas temáticas conectan más con la gente. No importa, a lo mejor no ser tan comercial, pero esos temas a veces también conectan mucho con la gente y hablan de la realidad de nuestra sociedad hoy en día.
Y siento que un punto importante es que no es nada más que conecten con la gente, es el hecho de que tanta gente pueda conectarse con eso.
Yeah, and not a lot of people talk about it either. Ajá, you know, so.
Y siento que eso es uno de los problemas, porque a veces no podemos hablar de eso en ciertos círculos. Nuestro sistema, nuestra sociedad ha creado una manera de aislarse, ¿verdad? Ay, es que no podemos hablar de este tema en el trabajo porque pues no es parte del trabajo. Pero vamos a ir a cenar y no se puede hablar con eso en el público. Y se crea este círculo donde tiene que esconderse la gente y hablar así bajita la mano y decir, ay, oye, ¿cómo ves esta cosa? No me gusta. ¿Qué podemos hacer? Pues nada. Y siento que eso no es la realidad que deberíamos vivir.
Yeah, and if more people talk about it, then more people can actually do something about it, and, you know, people can get out to the public. So, you know, let's do something about it. Now that we have all these people that know about it and are willing to speak up about it, then you can all do something as a group.
Y una de las cosas que más me impacta, que una cosa que no puedo entender a mí personalmente, es ver cuántas personas están siendo afectadas tanto por las pólizas que existen por medio de la policía, las leyes, etcétera, pero el hecho de que se estén permitiendo por tanto tiempo, estamos viendo que causa daño, se puede demostrar que causa daño, y aún así mucha gente no se siente con la capacidad de hacer nada. We're helpless. There's nothing we can do. I don't agree with that idea. No estoy de acuerdo.
Yeah, I agree too. I agree with that.
Bueno, vamos a escuchar esa primera canción. ¿Puedes hablarnos un poco de ella? Give us the setup of Pay Attention.
Of the Take a Second?
Yeah, sorry. Take a Second.
Oh, yeah. But also Pay Attention. So I should have named that as well. Yeah, this is a song that I actually recorded and I filmed this video actually in front of the police station and also in front of the Salt Lake courthouse, right?
South Salt Lake in the
Matheson
courthouse.
Yeah, that's pretty brave.
Yeah.
I picked those locations because they just fit so well, and I have so much history with both those locations.
Yeah, so we did that, and then that video I also edited myself, and we directed ourselves as well. And, yeah, so it's...
Shout out to Santiago for shooting it.
Definitely.
All right, I'm going to make sure that my gear is working, and then we'll listen. Esto es Take a Second con Silas Focus Foci.
Chilling like a villain and an innocent right in the middle of the ghetto on the curb with a spy. All of the boo issue on our back, staring at the stars above. Talking about what we gon' be when we grow up. I keep on singing my song.
Let me take a second to reflect on this generation. It's been a minute, listen, lately I've been very patient. It's 2019 and there's still racial segregation. Then the conversation stops when they mention reparations. My people come here looking for better wages. Instead they're waiting at the border stressing cause they made a promise to their kids a better future, now they trapped. How is that? History repeats, it's how these cowards act. Wait, I'm just speaking my thoughts. A piece of me wants to leave, but see, we need to be taught how to love again. I'm running into demons we thought we were good, but no progress is the reason we rot. Attention's worth more than respect, believe it or not. You be at your place of peace and still people get shot. See, I don't get it anymore. They preach about peace, but there's more killing than before. We're just prisoners at war in the system. Pay attention, if you slip, you will follow a vision that isn't yours. I don't get it anymore. They preach about peace, but there's more killing than
police
before.
Body cam videos show police officers shooting a 50-year-old black man. One with live bullets,
officer
another
who admitted
with a stun
to pulling
gun.
His gun on a 10-year-old child who he thought was one of the suspects.
A young immigrant child has died while in custody
with the police officer not guilty in the shooting death of an unarmed
man was pronounced dead.
Pittsburgh police officer not guilty of murder or manslaughter.
Let me take a second to reflect on this generation. It's been a minute, listen, lately I've been very patient. It's 2019, police kill without hesitation. Active shooters got these kids scared to get an education. Wait, if that's the case, how will we ever progress? When social media's half the reason these kids are depressed. And they obsessed with fancy things and how celebrities dress. Everyone's stressed cause they broke, but nevertheless, remember we're blessed and yes, cause soon we will all make it out. And know that you won't always take the safest route. Don't let them take you out or get you, now you trapped. How is that? History repeats, it's how these cowards act. I'm just speaking my thoughts. A piece of me wants to leave, but see, we need to be taught how to trust again, but we fell in deeper. We thought we were good, but the system is the reason we rot. Likes are worth more than love, believe it or not. You be at your place of peace and still people get shot. See, I don't get it anymore. They preach about peace, but there's more killing than before. I don't get it anymore. They preach about peace, but there's more killing than before. We're just prisoners at war in the system. Pay attention, if you slip, you will follow a vision that isn't yours. I don't get it anymore. They preach about peace, but there's more killing than before. But
eso fue Foci con Take a Second. Bastante interesante el tema, muy buena la rola. Honestamente, siento que es algo que hay que hablar. Porque honestamente, estaba viendo las figuras, estaba viendo los números y parece que en el estado de Utah más personas han muerto a causa de tiroteos por parte de la policía que hasta de los mismos miembros de las pandillas que existen en el estado. Entonces, es increíble pensar eso, pero más muertos hay por causa de policía que de los mismos criminales que supuestamente están tratando de afectar. Y siento que eso es algo que no se habla a veces.
Yeah, and honestly, nowadays, I feel like that's not surprising, you know, because I feel like that's going on a lot, not even just here, but dang, everywhere. Obviously, you see it.
Y el hecho de que no se mantiene un récord oficial. Uh-huh. Esto es por That's parte de worse. Personas que están tomando toda esta información y le están buscando por su propia cuenta.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like this even worse, too, just because, it's law enforcement. So, obviously, it's going to be a lot less records. And, you know, people are going to either, like, least see it because they can hide a lot of that away. So...
Ya, yeah, y siento que desafortunadamente con eso de los récords de policía crea más desconfianza con la comunidad y causa que muchas personas no reporten crímenes, especialmente si tienen miedo de llamar a la policía, porque si vienen a la policía tal vez hagan que un problema que tal vez no sea muy grande se convierta en un problema más grande aún.
Yeah, definitely. And I have another song. And you can actually play it right now. I mean, after, since we're on the topic, that I just barely wrote, and we're going to drop a video soon with my friend Chris, Chris Battle. Shout out to him, and he's an amazing singer. We're going to have to get him on sometime. But we just did another song, just barely, called The People, and it's pretty much like the same thing, you know? It's just more of that, because we got to let it be known. As you can see, I've been trying to get these views up for that video, because like I said, you know, it's a message that needs to be heard, so I'm gonna keep dropping stuff like that until it's heard.
So una pregunta que quiero hacerles, porque siento que esto es una cosa importante para todos los artistas, hablar de las cosas que nos inspiran, ¿verdad? Who did you guys grow up listening to? Who would you say is your track list? Who's your top 10?
Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. See.
The Beatles. That's actually really my number one as far as songwriting goes.
Who else?
Chili Peppers.
Nice.
Incubus, as far as hip-hop goes. Tupac, Biggie, Pun. Q-Tip and Trap Called Quest. Wu-Tang. Ice Cube, N.W.A.
Yeah, I grew up listening to a lot of that. Not really like the Beatles and stuff. I do listen to like a lot of Spanish music as well. I like salsa, like Puerto Rican music. I like Marc Anthony. Shout out Marc Anthony, even though I'm Mexican.
Hey, you know what? La música es universal. Music is universal.
Yeah, but yeah, we listen to a lot of genres, you know, and right now I listen to a lot of J. Cole, Kendrick, stuff like
Cole,
that.
Kendrick.
En esta noche nos acompañan el dúo de rap Foci. Ellos son Focus y Silas, están aquí con nosotros en el estudio. Estamos hablando un poco acerca de su inspiración, de su música, de los temas que aportan y muchas otras cosas. Eddie Juárez y Esmirna Campos también nos acompañan en el estudio, como siempre. Muchísimas gracias a todos por estar aquí. Silas, quería preguntarte entonces, cuando estamos hablando del mensaje, de la idea de compartir este sabor, esta música que ustedes traen, ¿qué dirías tú es la cosa que más te importaría compartir con tu audiencia?
Honestly, it's just for them to understand, you know, the message and realize not even just that, but how hard we work and, you know, the type of music that we make. Also, I mean, I don't know if I have a brother. His name's Season, and he lives in Seattle right now, and he raps with my nephew. He's only 7 years old. So when we put this music out, it's like the type to let people know that not a lot of people are doing it at the level that we're doing it on, and especially my brother and my nephew, because, you know, he's only 7 years old, and he's doing such amazing things, and they're doing big things right now in Seattle. And, you know, that's what we're doing here as me and Focus, as Foci, you know, we're doing it here, you know. So it's kind of just letting the people know how hard we work, you know, the audience that we can get to and the messages behind what we have to say. And
La misma pregunta para ti, Focus, same question. What is your emphasis? What is it that you would like the audience, the listeners to know whenever you're spinning your tracks?
I mean, I really am shooting for the ear most of the time. Like I'm going for a pill. I want people to have fun, get in a good mood. You know, I write relatable tracks. I want to give you strength. you know, if you're breaking up with somebody or if you're just going through some tough times, just something to, you know, put on and just forget all the BS and, you know, keep your head up.
And even if you want to have fun too, like we said, we have so much different things that it's relatable to any mood that you want to be in, whether you're in a good mood or a bad mood, and, you know, something happened at work and you want to listen to something. We have everything that you want to listen to.
Yeah. R&B, rap, doesn't matter.
Quiero tocar otra de sus rolas. Tenemos esta rola de Focus, Benjamin's Interlude.
Oops. Yeah.
¿Puedes hablarnos un poco de ella? Can you tell us a little bit about this?
So this is a solo I did. It's
Talk to him.
I don't know. It's all right. It's good. It's just something that I put together. I kind of was feeling the vibe. Shout out to Ghost. He's the producer. I don't know. I just really was feeling it and started getting in my own bag. And, you know, when I get into a certain inspiration and start feeling a way, you know, I just zone out and let it take over. So.
What would you like people to focus on this? Focus.
Yeah, focus.
See, there's so many different things in there. So, like, pick what you want. You'll find something you like. So. Okay.
Esto es Benjamin's Interlude de Focus. Ojalá y les guste.
Yeah.
All my life I pay the price for others. Now I'm collecting for my karma. Racking up the debt, it won't come cheap. Told you more than once, one is all I be. It's so sweet to be me. Racking up the debt, hell nah, it won't come cheap. It's so sweet to be me. Told you more than once, it's all I be. Told you more than once, one is all I be. Told you more than once, one is all I see. Every line that I speak, every time that I breathe, I spill what I feel inside of me, and I play for keeps, so don't think twice. Break your knees, I will black your why. Play with my money, you play with your life. Fucking with my family, you die tonight. I'm the fighting type, but don't tempt me. I'm a life, all odds against me. Earn my stripes, no landing. Too many times I turned up, bended down to pennies. Not a coupe, a drag, blunt full of gas. They look at me like I'm Castro. Can't help but laugh when they ask, man, why you such an asshole? Cause all my life I pay the price for others. Now I'm collecting for my karma. Racking up the debt, it won't come cheap. Told you more than once, one is all I be. It's so sweet to be me. Racking up the debt, hell nah, it won't come cheap. It's so sweet to be me. Told you more than once, one is all I be. So sweet to be me. Racking up the debt, hell nah, it won't come cheap. So sweet to be me. Told you more than once, one is all I be. Told you more than once, one is all I be.
Estamos hablando con Foci, Focus, Silas, están aquí en los estudios, invitados de Eddie Juárez y Esmirna Campos, también aquí en el estudio. Acabamos de escuchar esa canción, Benjamin Interlude, muy buena canción, Focus, buen trabajo, well done.
Thank you.
Benji.
Entonces... ¿Cuánto tiempo llevan ustedes haciendo música juntos? ¿Hace cuánto empezaron y cuáles son sus planes?
Empezamos ayer,
Wow. Tanta producción en un solo día.
Oh, hold up. What are you saying?
He asked us how long have we been doing music together?
We started
yesterday.
Oh yeah, yesterday's too long.
Yeah.
Believe me, have you met this guy?
Yeah. I think I just did. Yeah, ya nos estamos dando a conocer.
It's too much. It's too much.
It's too much already.
I'm sorry for you. No.
No, well, I mean, as far as making music, we've been making music for a good while. Probably like 8+ years, yeah. Maybe. But as far as like our group goes, I have a group called GTM. And it's more like a family.
Global Threat Militants.
Yeah, it's just a group of artists, creative artists that we feature on and everything. But as far as Foci, we started like, what, last
two
year?
2 years. No, it's been 2 years.
Last year?
2 years.
Last year.
Nice try. It's been about 2-3 years. So, it was when I got out of prison. So, yeah, I was in the halfway house, actually, and he hit me up, and that's when we made it. And I have not been back. So, yeah, it's been like 3 years, 4 years.
You keep extending it.
Yeah. It's like 10 years.
So, know. Like about 50, 60 years
about
now?
About that. Coming up to our 90th anniversary.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I was born in 63.
Yeah.
1863.
Yeah. Yeah, now I can see that. Bueno, entonces, ahora que están haciendo estas obras, mencionaste este grupo que también te encargas. ¿Puedes hablarnos un poco de eso?
¿De qué?
Del grupo de que hacen las batallas.
Oh, okay. Se llama A-Hat Rap Battle League. Y soy el presidente de ese. Y es como, it's rap battles that I host. And I've been doing it for a couple years now. And it's probably one of the biggest rap battle leagues in the world, probably like top 5.
Wow.
And it started in Las Vegas. Shout out to OD. And he has different leagues in Atlanta, in California, New York, and Utah as well. And I'm the president of the Utah League. So I do a lot of rap battles here in Utah. And right now I'm setting up my tournament, rap battle tournament. And so if anybody, you know, wants to rap or wants to battle, hit me up. I hate Silas. That's my Instagram. Foci. Foci _ENT on Instagram.
Foci. It's Foci at Instagram.
So many underscores.
Yeah.
Your name should just be underscore.
Foci, yo.
But yeah, you just make sure you follow us. We're on Facebook, Silas DeLuna, CYLIS. Remember, I hate Silas. It's IHATECYLIS.
Believe me, you do.
Vamos a compartir toda esa información en nuestra página de Facebook. Bueno, entonces, cuando están creando, porque todos los artistas, me he dado cuenta, tienen un proceso. You all go through a process, right? Uh-huh. I'm an artist myself. Si me voy a hacer una pintura, voy a hacer un dibujo, hacer una obra de arte, necesito arreglar mi estudio, necesito poner mis materiales, poner mi música. ¿Cómo empieza cuando hacen una rola? What is your process, right? Because I have my own process. I start, you know, get my art supplies out. I put my music out, get my tea, etc. What's your guys' process when you start creating?
Usually, you know, one of us will come across the beat. I get a lot of my beats on YouTube, honestly. There's a couple YouTube producers that are like my go-to. But, you know, if I hear a beat and it inspires me, I'll start going. And it just depends, really. Like, I can't. Just come out with a hook or a, you know, even just a verse. It just comes, and then once I get, you know, somewhere where I'm like, I got something, then I'll hit up Silas and be like, yo, I got something we go work on, and we'll meet up, and you know, I smoke so I get, you know, we get smoked up and we sit and we chill and we do our thing.
Un poco de inspiración.
Yeah. Marihuana. Yeah. No matter what, I'm focused. Believe that. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Eso como que da concentración.
Gives you concentration.
Yes, it does. Gives me superpowers, man. Nah. Yeah, so.
With me, my writing process is pretty much I have to solve a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. Sudoku book.
Yeah, I have to wear one sock. Crossword puzzle. I have to get Columbia tea.
You uppercut waterfalls?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how
it's a whole process. It takes That's it takes a long time for me to write.
Yeah. Cut waterfalls.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, it takes a long time for me to write. You know, if he gives me a song, you know, it'll take me like a good year.
You gotta get on him. For real. I gotta be telling him all the time, hey, did you work on that? But no, sometimes...
I'm a perfectionist, so it's like I write a lot and then I delete a lot of it. Yeah.
It's how it goes, though. Sometimes you get something and it's like you got the right idea, but you're not really saying it the right way. And then you can even tell. And sometimes he'll even let me know, you know, hey...
It sucks.
This is trash.
Están en el punto de su relación que pueden hablarse así. You're at that stage in your relationship where you can just be like, man, what the crap?
Yeah, that's my bro.
That's my bro. Yeah. We're family.
Yo siento que una de las cosas que ayuda es salir de mi espacio para sacar inspiración. Ustedes, me imagino, toman inspiración de todos lados, ¿verdad? Hablan de su experiencia, hablan de su vida. ¿Qué conexión tienen con la comunidad? Porque siento que esa parte de esa conexión para inspirarse es algo bastante importante. Entonces, ¿cómo llegan a la comunidad? Porque tenemos una comunidad muy fuerte aquí en este estado que se enfoca en la música. ¿Qué conexión tienen?
That you say that too is just recently when I dropped that Take a Second video, I actually started trying to start going out to like activist events and like police brutality events and a lot of stuff like that that's talking about that kind of situation, just so I can go there and not only spread my message but to, you know, talk to those people who are not only going through it but who know about it and, you know that the type of message that we're trying to spread. So to get into that type of community, I've just been recently started to, you know, getting into talking to the people that are into that and throwing events for stuff like police brutality and, you know, illegal immigrants and, you know, stuff like that.
Focus. The question was, you know, how do you get involved or how do you, how does the community play into your tracks? Because there is a very strong community within the hip hop and the rap music. But I mean, just overall, how does the community play a part in your inspiration?
I don't really go towards the political rap too much because, I mean, I'm actually trying to be a ghostwriter. That's my main thing. So if you like what you hear, let me know.
hey, I like what you hear. You should ghostwrite for me.
You don't have enough money. But no, I do have a strong feeling about the things that are going on in our community and things like that. So, you know, as far as a person, what I can do is I look out for our own safety and our own people around us, even if stranger. I work at a bar. I'm a door guy. I'm a bouncer. So, you know, it doesn't matter if it's at my bar, if it's in front of my bar, if it's cross street. Like, I'm always going to be looking out for somebody. And so, I mean, I think that just as a whole, if we, you know, just look out for the person next to us, and we don't just focus on ourselves, you know, there's a lot of world that needs some help. And it could be, you know, it's not just all the way across the world. It could be right next to us. So,
yeah. I think that's one of the most difficult things is because, I mean, you can just go downtown Salt Lake and you can see lines of people, hundreds of people just kind of, you know, surviving out in the cold in the winter.
Yeah, and this time around,
this is a bad cold. This is a bad winter.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I'm not in a position where I can do much, but I feel like if all of us were to
And that's what I'm saying. If it gets to the point where so many people go together, I mean,
we could change the world.
Exactly. Yeah. Easy.
Y lo bueno que están haciendo ustedes es que están cambiando el forma de pensar, ¿me entiendes? Es como van a hacer un impacto en la gente porque están en la música y cuando estás detrás de un micrófono entonces estás dando un mensaje.
Yeah. And a lot of people like to listen to music, you know, while they're driving or they're at home cleaning and
it's getting a bad mood.
En el pensar y en ayudar, como dices, es bueno, es orgullosa de ustedes de que están pensando así. Necesitamos más gente que haga música y que también pueda ayudar al mundo.
Yeah, and if you want to check out that video, just go to YouTube and Silas, C-Y-L-I-S, and it's called Take a Second. And you can just go to YouTube and type in, you know, our music, F-O-C-Y-E-N-T. You know, that's where
it is.
So.
Bueno, entonces, una pregunta, porque esto siento que es algo particularmente en la comunidad latinoamericana que vive en este estado. Mm-hmm. Muchos latinos no sienten una conexión a su lado hispano, pero tienen una conexión muy fuerte con la música, especialmente la música rap, la música hip hop, etc. Y siento que eso es una muy buena manera para conectar y para llegar a traer esa cultura. Yo he notado que hay muchos artistas que están saliendo hoy en día, en los últimos años, que están volviendo a sus raíces indígenas, que están viendo una manera de colonizarse. Y siento que mucha de esa música está teniendo mucho éxito porque están hablando de temas que la realidad es, nos afectan a todos. Volvemos a esa idea de que todos tenemos raíces indígenas, todos somos descendientes de tribus indígenas. Y es una manera muy poderosa y muy impactante de conectarnos con nuestras propias raíces. ¿Tienen idea de tal vez hacer colaboración con otras organizaciones o tal vez hablar con otros grupos, tal vez de enfocarse en esos temas?
I mean, we want to now, starting, you know, that's our goal. Well, I mean, at least that's part of my goal, because, you know, like you said, I have a... That's kind of what I'm usually talking about, just for that type of reason. And like you said, I have another song that's about to drop here soon that's similar. Y tengo que hacer una canción de así de español next time so people can understand it. Because yeah. like you said, the Hispanic community, the Latin community, especially what they are with music and how they are, you know, it's only right for me to do that.
So. Yeah, and I mean, this idea that Latinos, especially Latino youth, don't really have a connection to their roots, right? And I think that this is true not just for Latinos, right? I mean, one thing that I noticed is that you can talk to anybody from any ethnicity, right? Anglo, Black, Asian, etc., right? You can talk to anybody, and if they don't have a strong connection to their roots, they're kind of floundering, and they're just kind of pick up whatever culture is around them, right? Mm. But when you can show them their roots, when they can study, they can invest in understanding their roots, their own sense of identity gets stronger, and you have a whole person. And I so one of these ideas is through music, marrying, you know, the cultural aspect, the historical aspect of it, and using it to decolonize ourselves, because every single human that is alive today has been colonized or has been affected by the colonization.
Yeah.
And this is true no matter if you're Catholic, if you're Christian, etc., right? Because we know that the Catholics colonized a whole bunch of peoples who are now what is the Western society, right? We know that Christianity colonized an entire continent of people, and they became the norm, but they were also, they used to be indigenous people themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people, they just get used to it, especially growing up here, and then they just stay here, and then it gets to the point where all that, you know, ethnicity, all that culture tends to go away, and they don't
gets
know
lost.
Anything about it. Yeah.
So how do you feel this idea connects with your own journeys? ¿Cómo les afecta a ustedes personalmente?
Well, with me, dang, a lot, actually. I was born in Mexico. I'm from Durango. Los Alacranes, you know?
Boy, do I.
so with me just being from there and my family just being from there and coming over here when I was young, just growing up, it was obviously, you know, difficult for us. Just growing up, getting jobs, pretty much doing everything that, you know, you can't do with Social Security because that's how I've been. And a lot of people don't realize the type of stuff that we got to go through or, you know, the type of things that we deal with, you know, for being an illegal immigrant. And they don't understand that. But I own my own business now, so that's how it goes.
How about you, Focus? I mean, because I feel like your story might be a little bit different, but you might share some of these roots too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm adopted and everything, so I was brought up differently. But as
where were
far
you born?
As I was born in Colombia, Bogota.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
But I'm from there, but I was raised here, you know, grew up here my whole life.
Right. And I mean, don't you feel like if you had a stronger connection to your roots, to your indigenous past,
right,
how much stronger as an individual you'd be today?
Well, I mean, I definitely feel like I'd
Spanish
have
right
yeah, I'd have the edge on Spanish speaking. I know most of what you guys are saying.
Right.
But as far as like my individuality, I mean, I went through my own journey. I feel like I found myself. I'm definitely a strong person in my own being, and I think it really just depends on the person. I mean, if you need something to fall back on to keep you strong and keep your faith and every day and to keep you going, then yeah, do it, definitely. Whether it's religion, your heritage, you know, I chose music. I chose, you know, hip-hop and R&B and expressing myself through song. I chose that because that's universal, so no matter what my race is, it doesn't matter musically. So that's what I did as far as that. I definitely do wish I knew Spanish, and, you know, I am going to search out my parents and my family in Colombia. I have plans on doing that, but like I said, I grew up on the wrong side of the law and everything. I've had a rough run-in with them for the past whole life, so... It's never too late, man. Yeah, I know. I've gotten off parole. I've been off parole for a year now. It's the first time I've been a free man, considered a free man in like 10 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm glad I did that. And successfully, I didn't, you know, chump out. I did it. I got it done. So, all over some dumb weed. Nothing big. I'm not El Chapo, but right. Yeah.
Oh,
well, and I mean, that's a whole nother conversation, you know.
Yeah,
criminalization of substances. But
yeah.
Real quick, I kind of want to play the next song by Silas, which is Ayúdame. Can uh-huh. you tell us a little bit about this? Because we don't have a lot of time left, and I really want to get this track in.
Yeah, for sure. It's a song I did a while ago, and you just got to listen to it. You got to check it out. Can't spoil it, so.
All right, esto es Ayúdame con Silas.
¿Y Ayúdame es en español?
It's half and half.
Spanglish, como este programa.
Sí.
Here we go.
Ayúdame, ayúdame, ayúdame a olvidarla, te lo pido. Ayúdame, 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 ayúdame a olvidarla, te lo pido. Ayúdame.
Alguien me puede ayudar, Jesucristo, te lo pido, necesito olvidarla. Cause I swear, back then I used to love her. She was one of a kind, we were perfect for each other. Mi amor, corazón, you know the love of my life. So stunning I might have thoughts of you becoming my wife. There's something I like about you, it was love at first sight. Inteligente y hermosa, but it comes with a price. My one and only, I couldn't live without you. But now everything about you is telling me to doubt you. How do you expect me to still love you? Me mentiste and still want me to trust you. ¿Qué quieres de mí? ¿Me quieres decir algo? I know we never will be where we used to be, cause you're using me. Y pensé que me amabas, foolish me. Alguien
ayúdame, ayúdame, ayúdame a olvidarla, te lo pido. Ayúdame, 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 ayúdame a olvidarla, te lo pido. Ayúdame.
Somebody help me, todos los días me paso caminando solo y solo pensando en ti. Y ahora mismo estoy sentado escribiendo sobre cuánto te extraño. But you lied to me, you said it'd be forever. And it's funny, I used to think we were meant to be together. But now, it's like everything will never be the same. Cause lately things aren't getting any better. You were clever, you told me you were the only one for self. But the whole time you were in love with someone else. It wasn't easy, believe me, I need you with me. But you cheat and deceive me, the rap game is dirty. Don't put your trust in her and make the same mistake as me and fall in love with her, damn, and now I can't stop. Y aunque me tratas mal, I will always love hip hop.
Ayúdame, ayúdame, ayúdame a olvidarla, te lo pido. Ayúdame, 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 ayúdame a olvidarla, te lo pido. Ayúdame.
Eso fue Ayúdame de Silas. Muy buena rola. Gracias por haberla compartido. Solamente nos quedan como 4 minutos en el programa. Quiero darle la oportunidad a ustedes de decirnos, compartir con nosotros algo que quieran decir al radio escucha que esté escuchándonos, algo que quieran, con lo que se quieran despedir.
Just want to say, first of all, thanks for everybody who's listening. You know, thanks Eddie for giving us the opportunity, and George, Jorge, for giving us the opportunity for being here. If you want to follow our music or our pages, it is I Hate Silas. That's on Instagram and pretty much anything else. CYLIS, or on Facebook, CYLIS, DeLuna. Foci, FOCY, on YouTube or on Instagram.
Oh, Foci, FO_OF_FOCY on Instagram. Boy Unblockable, as far as anything else goes. BO1UNBLOCKABLE.
And then also, like I said, I'm having rap battles here soon. I'm doing my tournament, my rap battle tournament here soon. So if anybody is interested in either performing, you know, or being, or wanting to go, even just to check it out, because it's a good environment, you know, a lot of good MCs, a lot of good rappers go over there.
It's a good time, too.
Yeah, definitely a lot of good people.
You're looking for something new to do in Salt Lake, go to a rap battle.
The last couple of times I've done them in downtown, at the loading dock. Yeah. But we'll see what the next location is. Just follow us on social media.
Y quiero decir este mensaje porque siento que esto es algo muy importante. Ha habido un tiroteo recientemente en uno de los clubs allá en Salt Lake City. Honestamente, todos estamos ahí para disfrutar, estamos ahí para divertirnos. No necesitamos la violencia en esta ciudad, no necesitamos violencia en ninguna parte de nuestra vida. Mm-hmm. You want to be tough ass? Fine, but do that in your own house. Don't bring it to mine.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another thing too, exactly with that, the whole message of the first couple of tracks were, is just the fact that if we can all come together, you know, as a group, especially the people that are dealing with this kind of stuff, as far as even like police brutality or being abused, or, you know, Hispanic, Black, colored, join up. You know, if we all go together and just do something, man, we'll be a powerful force.
We the people.
Muchísimas gracias. Foci, in the room, Esmirna, Eddie Juárez, muchísimas gracias por estar aquí con nosotros.
Muchas gracias, Jorge, por tenernos aquí.
Gracias, amigos. Te quiere mucho y gracias por haber venido.
Hey, thanks.
Oh, yeah. Hi, mom.
Love you.
Son las 9:57 minutos, estamos terminando el programa. Quiero darle muchísimas gracias a todos nuestros invitados que nos acompañaron esta noche, a Olivia Juárez con SOA, a Verónica Fajardo, que fue nuestra intérprete para esa entrevista, Teresa Esparza y Jesús Cuevas de Club Hacienda Agostadero, y claro, Fosai, Esmirna y Eri. Gracias por estar aquí. Acompáñenme la próxima semana, tenemos un programa bastante interesante preparado para ustedes. Como siempre, todos los domingos empezando a las 7. Muchísimas gracias. Hasta la próxima.
¿Está interesado en ser propietario de una casa pero no sabe por dónde empezar? Únase a Park City Municipal y Habitat for Humanity para un taller gratuito para compradores de vivienda por primera vez. El programa HUD es un curso de 6 horas requerido para compradores de vivienda por primera vez que buscan comprar un